In 1932, an extraordinary event occurred. A nun named Mother Eugenia Ravasio reported that God the Eternal Father appeared to her on two separate occasions. The first time was on July 1, 1932. The second time was on August 12, 1932. After a 10-year investigation, the church approved the apparition. According to the book, God is Father, there was beautiful singing, incomprehensible harmony, and finally, the appearance of the Eternal Father. Mother Eugenia stated that God our Father sat next to her to reveal His great love for His children. He also stated that He desired a feast in His honor. God our Father gave this message to Mother Eugenia in Latin, a language totally unknown to her. Mother Eugenia was born in San Gervasio d'Adda in Bergamo, Italy, on the 4th of September, 1907. Growing up, she didn't receive a formal education and had lost her mother. She then had to learn to care for her family, filling in her mother's shoes. She suffered greatly as an infant, was bedridden, and could do nothing. This is where her grandfather had gone to a local shrine to Our Lady by foot and begged Our Lady to either cure her or to take her from this world in peace, without suffering. At the same time, as he was praying at the shrine, Eugenia had a heavenly visit from the Mother of God herself, who instructed her to get out of her sick bed and who then helped the young Eugenia to get dressed. She entered the congregation of Our Lady of the Apostles at the age of 20, and quite extraordinary for her time, she was elected Superior General of the congregation at the age of only 25. Quite apart from her spiritual qualities, her work in the social field alone would suffice to ensure her a place in history. In 12 years of missionary activity, she opened over 70 centers, each with infirmary, school, and church, in the remotest parts of Africa, Asia, and Europe. It was she who discovered the first medicine for the cure of leprosy, extracting it from a seed of a tropical plant. This medicine was later studied and developed further at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. Now, God the Father entrusted the message for the world in just two apparitions. The first was on the Feast of the Most Precious Blood, July 1, 1932, and the second was on August 12 of the same year. Although she did not understand Latin, the message was dictated in perfect Latin to the surprise of all the sisters and the church authorities. The Father is very clear on His reason or purpose for coming. He explains to Mother Eugenia in a plain and simple way, so that all of His children would come to know His purpose, and how this is echoed throughout the scriptures in different ways, at different times, and through the different people of the Bible. God our Father explained the reason for His coming. The first, I am coming to banish the excessive fear that My creatures have of Me, and to show them that My joy lies in being known and loved by My children, that is, by all mankind, present and future. The second, I am coming to bring hope to men and nations. How many have long since lost it? This hope will make them live in peace and security, working for their salvation. And the third, I am coming to make Myself known just as I am, so that men's trust may increase together with their love for Me, their Father. I have but one concern, to watch over all men and love them as My children. In the message given to Mother Eugenia Elisabetta Ravasio, whose authenticity is recognized by the Church, the Father makes a few requests to the Pope and to the Church authorities. The third request is that a picture of the Father be made to be propagated as a sign of His presence. Mother Eugenia asks the famous painter to paint a picture of the Father just as she had seen Him, with long black hair, dark eyes, without a beard, with a scepter and a crown at His feet. In 1935, Bishop Alexander Quellot of Grenoble, France, convened a commission of inquiry to investigate the report. The commission took them 10 years to complete its work. In his final report, Bishop Quellot stated that Mother Eugenia had reflected great piety, humility, and obedience during the 10-year investigation. She endured many trials and displayed utmost docility while submitting to the inquiry. Mother Eugenia returned to the Father on the 10th of August, 1990. Now, this was just a brief summary of Mother Eugenia and the apparitions of God the Father. If you want to read more about these revelations, I suggest you visit the following websites listed in the description box below. There was also a talk given by American priest and exorcist Father Jim Blount about the prayer that was given from God the Father to Mother Eugenia. See you in the next video. Mother Eugenia Ravasio, pray for us.